Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Cook. As promised, my name is Sally Taylor. I'm a PhD student at North Carolina State University. I'll be talking with you today about high-throughput sequencing, assembling, and analysis of whole-body transcriptomes for adult and immature tobacco thrips. Since this is a topic and a new technology that many researchers may not be familiar with, I'm going to start by giving a roadmap of the topics I'm going to cover today. I'll start by giving an introduction to thrips in cotton, how they're a pest of cotton, and how we plan to use transcriptomics to develop a genetic method of thrips control. I'll give a description of the materials and methods that we've used so far, briefly detail some of our results, and close with a discussion of the significance of my work and the future goals of the research. The Roe Lab in North Carolina State University is working with Cotton Incorporated to develop a set of transcriptomes to emerging pests in transgenic cotton. In addition to the tarnished plant bug and the green stink bug, we've expanded our focus to include Franklinella fusca, the tobacco thrips. Fusca is one of the most prevalent species of thrips in the cotton belt, including North Carolina. Tobacco thrips consistently pose an economic threat to cotton production in the southeast by direct feeding on seeding cotton. Thrips feeding results in malformed leaves, stunted plants, delayed maturity, and yield reduction. Thrips are often expensive and difficult to control. In 2011, 70% of North Carolina acreage was treated with both seed treatments and foliar sprays for this pest. Insecticide resistance is also an issue with thrips, as they are polyphagous, have short generation times, can reproduce via parthenogenesis, and disperse easily on wind currents. It is expected that the recent trend of cool and dry spring weather, coupled with a limited availability of Timic, will increase thrips pressure over the coming seasons. As a result, my project involves expanding our knowledge of how to control this pest on the genetic level. In order to develop an effective genetic control strategy, genes critical to an insect's survival must first be found. Next-generation sequencing technology has provided us a tool that is both a quick and effective means of gene discovery. For our purposes, the transcriptome, a set of all messenger RNA molecules, is the most beneficial route of study because it provides a snapshot of only those genes being expressed in the organism. In other words, only the genes that are being turned on and transcribed will show up in our sequences. High-throughput technology, like the Illumina sequencer we use for this project, are capable of reading millions of nucleotide sequences simultaneously. This gives us a message of thousands of genes by utilizing this technology. Many of these messages must be regularly transcribed by an insect cell to ensure its function. Once we understand how these critical genes function in the survival of an insect, those same gene sequences can be targeted for suppression and ultimately insect control. Once gene targets are found, the most promising strategy for developing transgenes to control pest population lies in the use of the RNA interference pathway. This pathway, utilized by cells as a mechanism against pathogenic invaders, can be manipulated through the addition of environmental or non-endogenous double-stranded RNA. When recognized by the RNAi pathway, double-stranded RNA is used to suppress the translation of proteins. Even those proteins critical to cellular function can be suppressed. Several labs have reported success in suppressing genes critical to either the survival or the development of an insect across a range of insect species. Most recently, the downregulation of vital genes has been achieved transgenetically in plants and through spray applications of double-stranded RNA. Both of these technologies show the insecticidal promise of this research. We hope to take the first steps towards the control of thrips with RNAi technology based on the guided gene search of the transcriptomes I'm outlining for you here today. Now I'll briefly describe how we get from having whole live tobacco thrips to having their nucleotide sequences. Since all feeding life stages of thrips are potentially damaging to cotton, But adult and immature thrips vary in their ability to transmit damaging plant viruses. We thought it would be interesting to study how virus transmission can be affected by gene expression. And for this reason, we developed two separate transcriptomes for adult and immature life stages. This necessitated that we separate thrips by MSTAR into groups of 200. These isolated thrips were then subjected to a 6-hour starvation period to free up any plant RNAs that might be in their digestive system. The thrips were killed by flash freezing and liquid nitrogen, which serves to optimally just preserve their nucleic acids. RNA is notorious for breaking down, so we thought this would be the best way to grab the whole molecule. mRNA was purified from a total homogenate of all RNA. And then it was converted to cDNA. These cDNA libraries were loaded onto two lanes each in the Illumina Genome Analyzer 2X machine at the Genome Sciences Lab at North Carolina State University. The raw nucleotide sequences, which we term reads, outputted from the Illumina sequencer, were then trimmed for both quality and length and compressed to remove duplicates. The reads were then assembled into contiguous sequences, which I'll refer to as contigs, with the Trinity software available from the Broad Institute. The contigs were then inputted into the basic local alignment search tool available from the NCBI website. This program is also known as BLAST. It compares our sequences to known proteins in the database and then determines if they're in a known gene family, what consists of their biological function. Now for some of our results. In order to give an idea of the vast amount of data produced by high-throughput sequencing, I included this table outlining the total number of raw reads produced by the Illumina sequencer for each cDNA library. The raw reads in the far left column were stacked, kind of like Lego blocks, to produce these contigs or longer continuous sequences. And approximately a third of those contigs had associated BLAST hits. We further refine the BLAST hits into those genes with known ontology. This means that not only do we have an idea of what the protein does, but we have an idea of what we might want to do with it. Though the RNA interference pathway is conserved in most insects, it is important to verify the presence of this pathway since the number and composition of these genes can vary. Shown in this table are several thrips protein messages that putatively function in the RNAi pathway. These include riboendonucleases such as Dicer 1 and 2 that cleave double-stranded RNA into short interfering RNAs. Also included are the catalytic components of this system. These are the PeeWee and the Argonaut proteins. They utilize the short interfering RNAs produced by Dicer to suppress gene expression and sometimes even cleave the mRNA of the matching sequence. Great interest to us in this pathway is the presence of proteins in the SID1 gene family. These indicate that the RNAi silencing pathway has the potential to become systemic in thrips. What this means is cells that encounter double-stranded RNA in an insecticidal form would be able to export the silencing effect to the surrounding tissue. Thus, any insecticidal compound they might come in contact with would be more effective or lethal to thrips. I also included the number of base pairs in our message and the associated E value. This is the probability of this exact sequence occurring in the database of a certain size by chance alone. It is possible that through the suppression of proteins that are known commercial insecticidal targets, we can produce mortality that is similar to that of chemical treatments. Along these lines, we have located a number of genes that may be critical to insect survival, including, but not limited to, the GABA-gated chloride channel complex acetylcholine and acetylcholine esterase, chloride channel receptors, sodium channel receptors, and ryanodine receptors. This table shows the putative protein message, the number of base pairs in our matching contig, the E value, and the associated class of chemicals that function by a similar mode of action. Insect hormones are also commonly used as insecticidal targets. We were able to find sequence matches for almost all of the developmental hormones that we currently use in commercial insecticides, including chitin synthase, juvenile hormone, and ecdysone. This table includes the putative hormone message, the number of base pairs in our matching contig, the E value, and insecticides that function by a similar mode of action. The most recent RNAi studies have shown that by targeting enzymes responsible for breaking down foreign chemicals like insecticides can increase the effectiveness of both natural plant compounds like gossypol and chemical insecticides. This indicates that there may be a future role for RNAi as a supplement to other control methods. Numerous metabolizing enzymes were found in the larval and the adult transcriptomes for tobacco thrips, including CYP450s, glutathione S transferases, and carboxyl esterases. We also found proteins that are hypothesized to function in as BT receptors. And these include aminopeptidase and cohedrin. In summary, we believe that there is a real and current need for finding alternatives to chemical management and thrips. Our research to date provides a substantial database from which we can use to conduct further gene studies, including over 20,000 potential gene targets. In the coming months, we plan to finalize our gene target selection, confirm these genes by PCR, run expression studies, and do some double-stranded RNA injection and feeding assays. With that, I would like to acknowledge my funding sources, including Cotton Incorporated, the NIH-NCSU Molecular Biotechnology Traineeship, and the Tobacco Research Commission. I also want to thank those people that were helpful to me, including the Genome Sciences Laboratory at NC State, the Row Lab technicians and graduate students, and the NCSU Cotton Insect Corner. With that, I'll be happy to take any questions. Yes, sir. The question is, in the list of putative or protein sequences, if we are at all interested in how they're conserved across insect orders. The short answer is we are. It's possible that some of these sequences are very conserved. The way DICER functions is it cuts these longer double-stranded RNAs into about 21 base pair sequences of the short interfering RNAs. These are what are actually used to suppress translation. So if they're an exact match, it will result in mRNA cleavage. If they're inexact, they can still suppress by just kind of sticking in place. So it's something that we'll really have to test. We won't know exactly how DICER will cleave, so we don't know exactly what messages will work that way. But we think the technology will be very specific to thrips, or at least very specific to related insects. And that's for a number of reasons, like the E values and, you know, just by probability alone. But it'll be interesting. We're very excited to test it. Anybody else? Yes, Mike in the back. I'm sorry, I saw his hand first. Oh, Absolutely we do. It's a great way to study not only, I mentioned virus transmission and expression related to genes, but also physiological pathways such as the juvenile hormone pathway. All kinds of reproduction and development issues can be answered, or at least, you know, we have clues now. Yes, ma'am?
Sorry, but we're out of time.
Oh. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.